Chapter 22. Just as Reach closed the connection with Captain Bosa, Leanna returned, arms full of supplies and woven bags hanging over her shoulders. She shrugged away Reach's offer of help. "You sure?" he asked. He received a playful swat in return.
"I'm fine."
"Okay," he said, smiling as he sat down. "I'll just watch you work." Most of what she carried was firewood, a mix of kindling and split logs. The bark of the logs was white, as he'd seen, but he was surprised to find that the interior of the wood was a deep purple. Leanna expertly struck a piece of flint to a bundle of rolled dried black leaves and some fluffy seed that reminded Reach of cottonwood. It caught the spark, smoldered, and set the kindling teepee ablaze. She squatted before it and made a show of warming her hands, then pulled what looked like a loaf of bread from a tattered satchel and raised it to her nose, inhaling deeply. She offered it to Reach.
"Smell."
Reach took it warily. In his life, when someone asked you to smell something, it usually stank. But he was a guest, so he inhaled deeply. It smelled sweet, almost like a donut. His stomach growled, loud enough for Leanna to hear. She looked at his belly, laughed, and put the bread back in the bag. From another bag, she removed several oiled leather pouches. She opened them, then took a sharpened stick and stabbed it into one of the pouches. She pulled out a pale, wriggling glob of slime that looked like it was full of bath beads. Using another stick, she slid the stuff further up the stick and stabbed a new glob. Reach realized she was constructing a globulous shish kebab to roast over the open flame. It wasn't exactly appetizing, but Reach just sat back and watched as the flickering tongues of fire licked at the whatever it was. After a time, Leanna moved the food away from the flames and left it in the indirect heat at the edge of the fire. Then she took Reach's hand and pulled him closer to the fire, gesturing at the air around her. Bugs were swarming now, thick as gnats, but the drifting smoke parted their flight patterns.
"Better close," Leanna said with a nod. "They don't come close to the fire."
"The bugs?" She nodded. She waited a bit more, then pulled the kebab completely away from the heat and gingerly poked the mass at the end. After blowing on it to help it cool, she offered it to Reach, nodding eagerly. Reach tried not to make a face. Once upon a time, back when he was a Marine winning hearts and minds, there would occasionally be some local delicacy to eat. And if your number came up to take a bite, you could guarantee that you'd be sitting in the 120-degree port-a-john for at least a day straight. But you had to do it all the same. Before he could take a bite, Leanna motioned for him to pinch the stuff.
"Like this."
He obeyed, and found that while the stuff was marshmallow soft, it hardened with each pinch, leaving no sticky residue on his fingers. "Interesting." Leanna laughed, perhaps from the otherworldliness of it all. Reach and those aboard the Boon had found their lives turned upside down on an alien planet. But now their arrival in Leanna's camp was turning her people's lives upside down too. She took the stick away, pinched more of the stuff, and peeled away a thin strip that reminded him of translucent bacon. She handed the stick back to Reach, and he copied her. Then she retrieved the loaf of bread and held it out to him. He tried to take it, but she didn't let go.
"Tight, hold on," Leanna said,
and then pulled hard on her end, ripping the loaf in half. "Okay, I guess this is my piece," Reach said, matching her smile.
"So,
barbecue sandwiches?"
"Bar-be-cue?"
Leanna repeated. Reach pointed to the fire, the stick, the food.
"Yeah, all this cooking. Barbecue.
Is that not a word Brody says?"
"No. Yippee-ki-yay, Brody says."
Leanna draped the stuff, Reach realized he was now thinking of it as meat, over her piece of bread and took a large bite. She closed her eyes as she chewed, nodding appreciatively. Reach followed her lead and made his own inside-out sandwich. As he brought it to his mouth, he was careful not to take a whiff, because as good as the bread had smelled, if the meat was rank,
That would be a surefire way of making the whole operation go nasty in a moment. He knew Liana was watching him out of the corner of her eye, so he took a fully committed, bear-sized bite. It was a bit off-putting at first taste, but then it was amazing, like the sweetest and creamiest chocolate he'd ever had. Only it wasn't quite chocolate, more like a sweetened, creamy butter with a hint of cocoa and mocha. And the consistency wasn't slimy, it was more like brie. Except for where he had pinched the strips. There it crunched. He took another bite that included one of the small bath bead-like things. It burst in his mouth, flooding his senses with a flavor both sweet and tart. Every movement of his tongue felt like it sent little zaps of electrical pleasure straight to his brain. His mind felt good. His whole body felt good. He didn't care if this stuff killed him, if it was poisonous, or if it made his man parts shrivel and fall off. He was in heaven. "This is really good, Liana," he said, almost mindlessly. Liana's muffled laughing brought him back to reality. She was covering her mouth and staring at him. It wasn't until Reach touched his chin that he realized he was drooling. He laughed and wiped it away, swallowing. "Sorry. What is this stuff?"
"Apfel."
"Easy enough to remember?" He tore off another piece and draped it over what was close to becoming a heel of bread. Liana did the same, and he caught a glimpse of something in her eyes. She seemed happy. Really happy. It made him glad. As Reach took another bite, he had to work hard to avoid rolling his eyes into the back of his head, or drooling again.
"Pop quiz hot shot," Liana said.
Reach laughed. That was clearly an expression straight from the AI. "Let's hear it." She pointed to the food.
"What's this?"
Reach pretended to think about it, tapped his chin a few times, and said,
"Apfel."
Liana raised her eyebrows in a mocking, well done sort of way.
"You're learning Ose. Try this."
She loosened some dirt at their feet with her short nails, then picked it up and held it in her palm.
"Earth."
"Earth," he repeated. A pang of sorrow and regret washed over him. "That's what we call it, too. Back home, that is. I don't know if there's anyone left to call it anything now." She looked confused. Reach looked around on the ground and saw a little flower, white on the edges, with a bright pink center. He plucked it and showed it to her. "Flower."
"Flower,"
she said around her food.
"Elamaga."
"Elamaga." She laughed through her nose, shook her head, and swallowed to better enunciate.
"Elamara."
"Elamara," he said, studying the tiny plant. She gave a thumbs up. Reach smiled. "You learned that from Brody?"
"Roger that, citizen."
They sat, ate, and studied Ose words, most of which Reach was sure he'd forget by morning. Truth be told, he was surprised he and Liana hadn't both already crashed. But he found that the meal and the company invigorated him. The fire grew low. Liana tidied up her supplies, yawning as she did. Reach tried to help, but she shooed him away, so he gathered up his helmet and gear instead. She motioned for him to follow her back inside the Muir. After a meal like that back on Earth, Reach would have counted the invitation as a good sign. But he was far from home.
"Push the stupid out of your mind, moron," he told himself.
It was empty within. Liana pointed to an adjoining room.
"My father sleeps there."
A single oil lamp still burned, but it cast only enough light to let you know what you just bumped into. Of course, that wasn't a problem for Reach. His eyes quickly adjusted for the light. Liana searched the room for something.
"Rip."
Reach pointed to his chest.
Reach. "Jared, I know."
She pointed at something behind him.
"The shelter. Rip."
Reach realized she meant the torn skins hanging at the entrance.
"Oh, right. Rip. Tear. You need help?"
Liana shook her head and soon found an animal skin large enough to replace the current tattered entrance. Reach ended up helping anyway, providing the extra muscle needed to bring down the old skin. Liana rose on her tiptoes to hang the new skin, her arms quaking. Reach watched in amusement for a moment before heaving it in place. Liana dusted off her hands.
Thank.
She carefully inspected the edges, making little adjustments here and there to ensure a tight seal. They settled in and wound down the hours of the night, talking softly until yawns came more frequently than words. And then something tapped softly against the skin. Liana gave a shudder and rubbed her arms. Whatever was outside buzzed frantically at the skin for a few seconds, then stopped. Reach took a step toward her, but she motioned that it was fine.
Saraka,
she whispered, making a flying motion with her hand. The thing scratched at the skin again.
Big bugs, huh?
Reach asked, wondering exactly what the thing looked like.
Yeah, she answered. Stay inside.
Whatever was out there, it wasn't good.